Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, you're both probably aware of the latest Tall Boy release on Bandcamp?
I haven't heard of it, no. No,
well, you just, haven't, right?
I haven't seen it on Pitchfork.
Yeah. You're not seeing it on Pitchfork yet?
No, not yet, yeah, no, yeah, no. Yeah, go yeah. on.
Well, just go to thetallboyuk.bandcamp.com.
Okay, so is this is this a covers EP? Is it covers records?
It is, yes. Yeah. I thought... I was inspired by Tom Jones. You know, just recently. Has he released it yet?
His covers record. I think it's on its way, isn't it? Have you seen he's playing the Brudenell Social Club?
Yes, well, he's playing the Brud. That's what it says.
I saw that. Is that actually happening, or is that a joke?
Yeah. No, it's genuinely happening. Yeah,
Tom Jones.
Yeah, it's real.
The Tom Jones, folks, is playing at the Brudenell Social Club in Leeds some point in August. I think. Is that right? Are you going to go?
Sounds too soon, but
tickets were like gold. Tickets were like gold dust.
I can imagine. I can imagine. But would you?
What if you could? I don't think so. Could. I don't think I'm bothered. I'm not bothered.
No.
No.
Yeah. If I could get on the list, I'd go. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. So yes. Inspired by obviously Sir Tom.
Okay.
Because I thought I've released I was just going to say. Well, it's Bandcamp Friday coming up, apparently.
Oh, the 7th of May, okay.
But you don't need to worry about that because it's absolutely free. So,
All of it,
it's all free. So
wonderful.
You need to get this podcast out before the 7th. So you can.
Yes, so that says it.
So that it's advertising.
Yeah.
So there's a target. Yeah. So, have you got anything coming out, Richard, in time?
Nothing. No, nothing. No. I'm working on things, but they're not coming out in time. So, no, it's a fallow Bandcamp Friday.
So anyway, I should explain to all our thousands of listeners, we have a different voice on the podcast. So we've got, it's episode 32 of A Quick One with me, Matty, in Scarborough. Richard, in...
Saltaire.
Still in Saltaire.
Still Saltaire, yeah.
Yeah. And Robin, Robin Smith. In...
Yes.
I don't know where you are.
I'm in Leeds, yes. Hello.
In Leeds.
Everyone.
Right. So, standing in for Stuart, who's not here.
Yeah. Stuart seems to be too busy releasing a new album to come on to the podcast. Yeah.
So thanks for stepping in to the breach.
Thanks. I feel like I've been conscripted, but I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
So I'm going to be like on a quiz show. How do you two know each other?
Well, I was Robin's line manager.
Line manager.
Yeah.
It was just keeping him in line, keeping him.
Well,
a bit of a wild man.
Big personality. big personalities. Yeah. Well, Richard would basically just give me 10 albums and say, "Here, write about these." And then I come back to him 2 hours later and he'd have forgotten that he'd given me those albums to review, that kind of thing. It's good fun.
So that's the extent of his line management skills.
That's all I did. I used to have a big pile of records and I used to be like, which one do you think Robin might want to do? I like, there's 12 psych rock albums. I'll give him them.
Yes. I reviewed a lot of psych rock, yeah. Yeah, I have a bit of a. I'm a bit traumatized by psych rock. It's true. Yeah,
it certainly is. We bonded over Guided by Voices obsession, wasn't it? About the
the
long and storied history of Guided by Voices.
the never ending story. Yeah.
I see. So is that how the relationship flourished through a shared interest in Guided by Voices?
That and low league football as well, wasn't it?
Both supporting football. Struggling football teams and aging indie rock bands is what we're into.
I'm sure I've said this before. I've been to two football matches in my life, one of which I was dragged by Richard to York City. York City playing at home.
It was awful, wasn't it? It was absolutely awful.
I can't remember who they were playing against, who won.
It was like 0-0 or something. It was terrible.
So you'd obviously upset Richard then.
Yeah. I'm not sure this is going to work for the podcast, but I've just got something to show you both. Feel free to edit this out.
Right.
This is all action. Oh, is it a chair? Oh, it's a chair. Oh, it's...
Oh.
The Richard Adams chair.
This is a chair with my name on it. that I went to get yesterday from the York City ground because they're moving grounds and they're selling off all their chairs and seats and things. And they happen to have a director called Richard Adams.
I see.
So this is his chair, and he didn't want it, so I bought it.
Yeah, I guess that kind of makes you the director now.
I'm now the director. The director.
What direction are you going to take the club in?
The only way is up from where we're... I'm going to see if
impressive.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? Yeah. I'm going to see if that Spotify man can take us over, because he's just... all the money that should have gone to the bands is now being potentially ploughed into Arsenal Football Club.
I saw some funny stuff going on about, footballers are going to earn $0.002 wage from now on.
Yeah.
Shall we listen to some music?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is the first of three. I believe this is Richard's choice.
It was.
Yeah, we'll say things about this after we've listened to it.
Okay.
Sin.
Right, that was Ducks Limited. I've just noticed, didn't they used to be Ducks Unlimited?
I don't know. I was gonna ask the same question. What happened to the Un?
That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, I didn't know about that. I've got something to say though before we get started on it. Was that wasn't the track I picked? Oh.
Right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We'll just have to go with this one. So,
is it the right band?
It's the right band. It's Get Bleak.
Oh, I played the wrong song, didn't I? Oh, it's the name of the album. Get Bleak. Oh, heck. Sorry about that. It's the right band, though, isn't it?
It's definitely the right band. Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely the right band. Okay. So we'll just go with that one.
It probably sounds pretty similar.
Yeah, it's virtually the same thing. Yeah.
I do apologise.
Yeah. That's okay.
I got very confused because the link you sent me was for Ducks Unlimited. And then I looked up their Bandcamp.
Is this the same band?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Same garden, isn't it?
It's the same garden. Yeah, it's the same garden. So
unless two different bands with very similar names used the same garden for their photo shoot.
Incredible coincidence. I don't know about this Unlimited thing. That's absolutely extraordinary. I don't understand.
Maybe they're the feeder band.
So I'm guessing that they are rebranding because the song, mm-hmm. I know certainly the song Get Bleak is from a couple of years ago, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. So yeah, maybe in that time they just were told to drop the Un for some reason.
Well, I was looking and there is an organisation called Ducks Unlimited.
I bet it's that.
Based in Canada. That.
Yeah.
It's like a nature conservation organisation.
Okay. So, yeah. It will be
really
that
good
then.
Name.
So they've still got the ducks for the Instagram that's still unlimited.
They only have a certain amount of ducks.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, there's unlimited amount of ducks, and now we don't know how many.
We have to sort of have capacity.
Yeah, interesting.
The song that you intended for me to play, which I didn't play.
Yeah,
I actually remember. Before we started this podcast, I used to do a radio show thing, and I played that song on the radio.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Back in 2019.
Right.
I remember it now.
You're ahead of the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about this band at all.
Even though I managed to play all of that song and not realise that it wasn't the same song.
Yeah, wasn't it? Before. So,
give it a chance, you know.
So Ducks Limited are from Canada, from Ontario.
Okay. And, right. Yeah. Yeah. They certainly have that that watery kind of go-betweensy guitar sound, New Zealand sounding thing. Mm-hmm.
Is there like a new Canadian indie pop scene or something? Because Kiwi Junior at Toronto aren't they as well?
Who's that?
Kiwi Junior. Have you heard guys heard?
Oh yeah, yeah, guys? Yeah. We have those on the show. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of Canadian indie pop coming around.
Is it time for Canada? Is it? Is it their time?
It's time for Canada.
They've always been like second best to America, haven't they?
Give them a chance.
America. Like, it's time
they're
for Canada.
They're going to take over via Bindi Bop. Yeah.
But you do like your jangly pop, don't you, Richard?
I admit I do. I like any of that stuff that sounds a little bit like The Flying Nun or what have you. There's a lot of it about, I suppose. But it's like when you get like the same haircut, isn't it? Years, you just settle into it. That's what I like now. But I do like other forms of music, believe it or not.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Do you hear any, you know, comparing the modern version to older stuff, do you hear any kind of progression with the newer bands?
No. It's the same thing. It's exactly.
Totally derivative.
It's totally derivative, yeah. It's very similar to that. I always get the colours mixed up, but it's like red, blues and purples and pinks or whoever we had on the other week. New album where it's really derivative of that Sarah Records, that 1986 indie sound. But it's enjoyable at the same time and it gives you that you know, when you get on a bit, you want a bit of nostalgia. You
want to... Yeah, that's what you want sometimes.
Yeah, when you want to remember the times you sort of felt okay. Mm. So,
oh no.
Hmm. Yeah, okay.
So, Matthew, did you enjoy that? Well, you must have enjoyed them because you played the song on the radio show a while back. You must have enjoyed the other song.
I did. I enjoyed it enough to play it once.
Okay.
I don't know if I played it twice. Well, I think maybe that sums it up. I kind of quite enjoy it while it's on. But,
yeah,
I know. Yeah.
I don't know if I need to buy it or hear it again.
It's not going to change your life, is it?
It's perfectly pleasant. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right, yeah.
Yeah. And, it does sound like it could have been made any time in the last 30 plus years.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's very kind of, they've got the sound. They've got the sound.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that with a lot of bands. They've got the sound, but, you know, it's getting the songs to be as memorable as some of the classic indie songs of that era.
Yeah.
It's very easy to replicate the sound, but...
There's probably a setting in the recording software that you get now that says...
the jangle pop setting.
Robin, any more thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I with this stuff, I think I'm a bit of like I need it to kind of hit me over the head a bit more. But to be fair to Richard, the track that he did send through, I did enjoy a
it was
bit.
Bad.
It reminded me a bit of early Broken Social Scene stuff. Right. The other one. But I shouldn't talk about that one because. I'm just I've got a simple brain and I like it when this stuff's a bit faster and louder. Mm. I guess. But still very very pleasant.
I feel a bit bad now, but that it's interesting that that's the track that they've selected to be played.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah.
Release on Bandcamp.
Yeah, they've obviously got sick of that. Get Bleak. It's been out a few years. Probably. Tired.
Sick of having that played on the radio.
Yeah.
I seem to... Did it have a kind of half-spoken, get bleak kind of thing
yes,
going on?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's all very in fashion these days, isn't it?
Yes.
Sort of not singing properly.
Talking. Talking. Just talking. Yeah. Who would do such a thing?
Right, shall we move on to the next one?
Yes, second please.
Song? Yep. We're going to go, let's go to Wales now. Ooh. And we're going to listen to, let's make sure I play the right song.
Please don't embarrass yourself again.
Yes, definitely the right song. This is The Bug Club, and we don't need room for loving.
Hug me once, kiss me twice, and leave me for your neighbours. Just be your morning light, read me in the papers. Oh, your drum set sounds pretty cool when it plays my favorite tunes, but it takes up most of my room. But we don't need room for love, and kill me once, fuck me twice, I'll say you'll see me later. I don't sleep
They are. A slightly wild guitar fade out at the end there.
Wacky.
Yes. So the book club, any thoughts?
Why do bands do this? A lot of power pop bands do this. They take the G off the end of things.
No G.
Well, I mean, did they? I've already forgotten how they enunciated. But did they? Did they?
I listened out for it. It could have gone either way.
Yeah. I couldn't, you know, there was no point in that song where I was like, oh, that's a G, or oh, that's a silent G, you know. It just didn't really occur to me. So
I like the way they went through the whole alphabet in the middle. Quite like
they ran out of lyrics, didn't they?
Yes.
We've all been there. Yeah.
When in doubt, just sing the alphabet.
Quite a good strategy. Yeah. It had a bad word in it. Notice that's a lot more common these days
with what,
younger,
swear word?
Younger bands.
Do you guys swear on this podcast?
Stuart used to really swear, didn't he?
Yeah, Stuart was the sweary one.
So it doesn't matter if you want to swear, Robin, you can swear.
Well, that's because he strikes me as the jolliest one, so I'm surprised that he was free swearing,
jolly and sweary at the same time, I think. It's not mutually exclusive, is it?
No, true.
Santa Claus.
I liked the song, actually. I it was very charming. It's the exact kind of thing I listened to a lot about 5 years ago, and yeah, very very fun. The lyrics were really fun, I thought, apart from the alphabet.
Yeah, I liked the about being no room for, well, it was something about a drum kit, wasn't it?
Yes.
No room for drums, but we don't need room for loving. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catchy. Well, it's kind of, it was straight in there, wasn't it?
A nice 2 minutes, all done and dusted.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Still, they still made room for that bit of solo-y stuff
solo at the end. It was on.
Yeah.
And still kept it in under 2 minutes.
I don't know about you guys, but to me, a power pop song like that should be 1:59, not a straight 2 minutes. I feel like that's. I don't know why I think that, but I do.
It would just be nicer, wouldn't it? They could have lost that solo, couldn't they? And they could have been down at about 1:45.
I think a song of that length having a fade out at the end is impressive as well.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a really quick fade, wasn't it? You don't get quick fades these days. A lot of people listen to old 60s stuff and that.
Yeah, they suddenly fade out.
Suddenly, it's gone.
Yeah. Trying to think of a song with a really quick fade in it, and there's one song on that Cocteau Twins famous album.
All right.
That has like the quickest fade ever. But the fade happens at my favourite moment of the song. They do like one bit of my favourite bit, and then they just fade it immediately. So I'm a very anti quick fade, I think. Actually.
Yeah.
I wonder if bands, you know, when they made a mistake or something.
Could be that, get it out.
Especially
as, you know, if they used to be playing onto tape, it was harder to
edit
mistakes. Yeah. So just fade it.
Just get it out.
Done.
But a lot of Beach Boys particularly, a lot of their songs, the best bit comes in the fade.
Interesting.
Counter melodies as it's fading. So
it's just infuriating.
Infuriating. Yeah. One or two tracks is like, oh, please, why couldn't you just let it
slow? They're all coming. All these songs are coming flooding back to me now. Songs that have wronged me with their quick fades.
Yeah.
So that was from that's from their launching Moon Dream 1 release, which is 4 tracks. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Quite enjoyable, I thought.
Yeah.
I think they've been around for a couple of years, a few years. Yeah. Book club, 3 of them. Nice one. Okay. And let's finally move on to this one. There is a video to watch, isn't there? Right. I'm sorry, I feel I've deprived you of the Ducks Unlimited video there. But I can always post a link to it on the on the thing. So, The Antlers, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. The Antlers. That was the choice of our new presenter, Robin.
Yeah.
How long does the normal version go on for, Robin? Because that was the edit.
Let me just check my iTunes. No problem. I don't think it's
no longer. It doesn't go any longer, does it?
Well,
I don't think it's any longer.
No.
10 seconds shorter than the video. Yeah. I don't know why it is. I think the reason it says edit is potentially they made this album-long video, I think, for the album that's
just
40 minutes of awful interpretive dance.
Right.
which is why the music video isn't great, in my opinion, but...
we'll have to obviously post a link to the video, and it helps, I guess, if you're listening to the podcast to have the video to hand. But I quite like the window bits, the windowy bits, quite like that.
Yeah, it was a bit like Rear Window, Hitchcock, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A bit like that, with people dancing in them.
Yeah. Well, I like the person upstairs, cleaning the windows upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it the saxophone, Robin?
I'm not. I don't know if that could be a clarinet.
I know. I'm looking at the credits. Barry.
No, it was a saxophone.
Oh, it's a Barry. Yeah, it's a Barry. Yeah.
Very low.
Well, I don't have a Barry, so I couldn't possibly comment.
Better to mention to listeners that Robin plays the saxophone.
Okay, right.
Well, players, you know, an operator. No, I mean, I've never really liked the Antlers before. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but this,
not really.
I was reading, because they sort of make very overwrought indie rock, but I was reading an interview or something, or maybe a review, where they were saying that the frontman deliberately wanted to make a reliable, boring album with this, and that like, you know, Richard will know that hooked me. So I listened to this album, and now I've become very obsessed with it, despite there not being really much to it. It's just kind of nice indie folk, I guess.
Would it be fair to say, so that doesn't sound the same as The National, but in the same sort of thing of it just really dead reliable?
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah. Reliable, serviceable would probably be
serviceable. Say, serviceable. It doesn't have any, well, I don't know what the rest of it's like, because I haven't heard the rest of the album.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely no surprises.
Yes.
But it drifts along pleasantly.
Yeah, drifty and nice, yeah. Also.
Yeah.
Would you sit down and listen to it? Or do you do something else while listening to
it? Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe do some interpretive dance.
Yes.
I was sort of, I don't know if it was a video, but I was imagining sort of 30-something Americans.
Mm. Oh, you know, yeah.
They're feeling a little bit melancholy in their apartments.
A little let down by Trump.
And you know, it's late. It's getting on quite late at night. I've had their enormous pizza or whatever it is they're eating.
Exactly.
To put this on, the lighting's low.
Well, it's the kind of thing that I feel like it can probably capture you if you're in the right moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the right moment, and otherwise you're not gonna care at all. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's one of those for me where.
Yeah,
I really like it, but probably would not like an album that sounded exactly like it released in 2 weeks' time or something. So,
does it sound very different to their previous stuff then, or was that?
I think they released a very popular album called Hospice, which is all very loud, trembly indie rock about life on a hospice. I think.
Yeah.
And then they released a couple of like quite. You know, ethereal albums. And then I think the lead singer got tinnitus and made like an acoustic solo album, and then this. So I think pretty similar, but not entirely similar, maybe. It's my band bio.
Talking of the saxophone, Kelly Pratt here plays baritone saxophone, flute, clarinet and French horn on that song.
So many things to blow, isn't there?
On one song as well.
On one song, yeah. Blowing so many things on the same song.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I'm not a massive fan generally of saxophone solos on songs.
Yeah.
Sorry, Robin, if you
but, very understandable.
But there was something about it, I just got in my head, some of the songs on Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd, have got that sort of...
That sort of sax, yeah.
Sax coming in and out. I couldn't get that out of my head. But I liked some of the production of it. It was nicely produced, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The drums sound really good on it.
Like definitely that. Taken care of it, haven't they?
Yeah. No, it was good.
They've taken care of their boring, boring music.
You can tell they're grown-ups, though, can't you? Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's kind of an assertion of that, isn't it, really?
It's like,
we are adults.
We're adults. Yeah, it's very grown-up, yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need that, you know? Can't all be listening to two-minute punk pop the rest of your life.
Yeah,
exactly. Provides a contrast to...
Bands like the Bug Machine or whatever they're called.
Yes, so we're very glad to provide the adult perspective.
It's the opposite way around, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, so there we go. We've had three winning songs as ever on the show. At this point, I don't know if you have listened to it, Robin.
I'm one of the listeners, yeah.
We like to give points.
Right. Well, this must be very exciting for you, Robin. I bet you've listened to all those episodes wishing that you could do this.
Yeah. Oh, they're grading it wrong. They're grading it wrong. It's going to be really
weak. Yeah. So we started with the wrong song by Ducks, now called Ducks Limited, previously formerly known as Ducks Unlimited. That song was called As Big As All Outside, not Get Bleak. Sorry about that. As Big As All Outside. Points. Shall I go? Robin, go first, yes.
Yeah, it's difficult because I'd give Get Bleak maybe... I'd probably give both of them a 7, actually, yeah. I'll give it a 7. Really, really nice. Would be happy to listen to it again one day.
Yeah, I would have given the song that I chose 8, but I'd give the one that you played 7. it's very... I liked it. I liked the sound, but... I think it just replicated a sound that I like rather than kind of adding anything like new and exciting to it. But I wouldn't turn it off. I certainly wouldn't turn it off. And we're going to listen to the album when it comes out, definitely.
Right. Good. I should give some points as well. I agree. I'll give it a 7. The magic 7. The magic triple magic 7.
Solid 7, yeah.
Solid 7 all round.
Yeah. And the EP is out on May the 21st, by the way. There we go. Right. What was next? The Bug Club. We don't need room for loving.
No G at the end.
Loving. Yeah.
Loving. Loving.
Like, give me all your loving. Has that got a G in it?
I don't think
give
it has.
Give me all your loving.
My name actually has a silent G at the end of it. I've just...
Robbing...
But that's a gimme, isn't it? Without the give me, it's gimme.
That's gimme, isn't it? Gimme all your loving.
Yeah. Robin, what do you Bug Club?
I enjoyed it a lot. I hotly anticipate the EP, so I'll give it an 8, I think. It was just fun. You know what? I haven't been listening to much fun, happy music lately, and that cheered me up. So
yeah.
Right. A 7 for me. I think I prefer my music a little bit more complicated. You know, it felt like my brain didn't need to work hard enough with it, but it was all right. It was a good tune, and I've got no issues with it at all. Otherwise.
Not enough issues.
I enjoyed it a lot, actually. I don't know how many repeated listens it bears, but it's pretty immediate, isn't it? I'll agree with Robin, I think. 8. Yeah.
Oof, same. God, yeah. That's pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah, there wasn't much to dislike for it in me. For me. Right. And finally, The Antlers. The song It Is What It Is.
The thing is, I've listened to this song like every day for the last 3 weeks. So is it? But yeah. I know it is boring. But can I give it sort of like an indifferent 9? Is that like?
Ooh, that's absolutely fine. You know,
an indifferent.
I don't want to break too many boundaries on my first episode,
on your first show. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Also this is what I do. So
we do tend to be stuck in that narrow band.
Yeah,
between 7 and 8. Yeah, most of the time.
Definitely.
And anything out of that gets a bit of a ooh.
Yeah.
So yeah, an indifferent 9. I've never had one of those before.
That's it's amazing. Yeah. I liked it. A first listen of. Took me a couple of listens before it started to grow on me a little bit. I found it a little bit ploddy, and I kind of wanted something to happen. But I guess it's more of a mood piece, and it's going to be an album that you're going to have to listen to probably start to finish to get the best out of it. So I'm going to go for a 7.25.
Right. there's elements of it that I liked. I don't know. The Pink Floyd thing, I couldn't get that out of my head, which is going to bring it down for me, I'm afraid. But,
naturally, yeah.
I'll give it a 7. You know, 7. Well, a respectable 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means, excitingly, that is my arithmetic here. It was a 9, wasn't it? So that's, I believe, the Antlers have taken it.
They've won it.
It kind of feels like match fixing to come on,
doesn't it? Yeah,
and give your own track a 9. So I do apologise. I could downgrade it to an 8.75 if that helps.
That is a potential flaw in the system, isn't it? That we each selected a song, and we tend to select things that we probably like.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Yeah, but. But that's the nature.
That's the way
you could always give our own songs 10, you know. But it leads to me to think it's the quiet ones you've got to watch, isn't it? Like they were just quietly doing about the business. Yeah. So everyone else is making a bit of a noise. Yeah. And then they go and bloody win the thing.
The all-important trophy.
Did I get my maths right there? I think I did. I think they squeaked past, didn't they?
Well, I think it was Richard's 0.25.
Yes, that's
it. 0.25, which
did it.
I deliberated over for ages, that.
Yeah, that made all the difference.
Yeah, thank me.
There we go. That's right. So it's Robin's inaugural show is coming to an end now.
He's only going to win it.
So thanks for your input.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope you'll join us again.
Oh, for sure.
At some point.
Is he allowed back?
Well,
can I come back, please?
Obviously, we'll have to exchange notes on that one. But, no.
Yeah.
Nice one. So there we are. That's another show in the bag.
That's another one done.
I know all our listeners were on the edges of their seats waiting for the next episode, and it was a bit of a delay, but we've had a few logistical issues getting the show out recently. So.
And I suppose we must say to all Stuart's fans, because I know there's quite a lot of them out there.
They'll be in tears, won't they?
For them.
I did want to say, I kind of feel like, you know, when Noel Fielding came into Nevermind the Buzzcocks to replace Bill Bailey. I know that I don't hold a candle to Stu, but I appreciate getting the chance to fill in. So.
Bill Bailey, didn't he replace who's the other guy, Sean thingy?
Sean someone.
The Irish comedian who died a couple of years ago.
Died.
What's his name? Sean. This is where the music fades in, and we're just
Sean. I don't know. Don't know what his name is.
And of course, you can if you enjoyed this episode, you can share it, like it. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe. Leave a comment. A positive one would be very welcome, etc. Obviously, you're listening to us on either Apple, Spotify, Deezer, whatever it is.
I think we're that desperate we'd take negative comments to show that someone's been listening.
Yeah, roast us.
I'm happy to take that. Okay, cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
All right.